Welcome to D&B College. Today we're building something small that makes a huge difference, a low-end pressure edit. It's an old-school D&B ride groove that starts simple, then modulates from scratch inside Ableton Live 12 so it feels alive, moving, and pushing the drop forward without getting messy. This kind of ride lives right in that middle layer of a drum and bass track. It sits under the hats, above the sub, and works with the kick, snare, and break to create momentum. In old-school jungle, rollers, and darker D&B, the ride is not just decoration. It's pressure. It fills space, drives the groove, and gives the listener that feeling that something is constantly building. The goal here is not to make a flashy cymbal loop. The goal is to make a ride that feels expensive, physical, and controlled. Bright, but not fizzy. Driving, but not cluttered. Dirty enough to feel sampled, but clean enough to sit in a real mix. Let's build that from scratch. First, always start in context. Don't design the ride in solo and hope it works later. Open a fresh Ableton set and put down a simple drum foundation first. Kick, snare, and sub is enough. If you already have a break, even better. Loop 2 or 4 bars and listen to where the groove has space. That matters, because the ride should react to the track, not exist in a vacuum. Why this works in D&B is simple. A ride can easily take over the whole drum image if you build it alone. Starting with the kit tells you exactly what job it needs to do. Usually it will support the offbeat movement between snare hits, without stepping on the snare transient. Now create the ride source. Use a ride sample in a drum rack pad or drop it straight into Sampler on a MIDI track. Choose something with a believable metal tail and a real bow or bell tone. You do not want a super polished EDM cymbal here. A little grit and body makes a huge difference. In Sampler, keep it basic. Classic mode works great. Set the attack very short, just enough to stay crisp without clicking. Trim the start so you get a clean transient. Keep the decay controlled, somewhere around a few hundred milliseconds if you want a tighter groove, or longer if you want more of an open old-school wash. Don't let the tail smear the pocket. Now sequence a simple old-school pattern. Start with 1/8 note hits, then remove a few so it breathes. That's the key idea here. A pressure ride often works better with intentional gaps than with constant motion. It should lean forward, not march mechanically. What to listen for here? Does the ride add energy without making the snare feel smaller? Does the transient drive the groove without stabbing through like a hat? If the answer is yes, you're in the right zone. Next, shape the tone before you add movement. Put EQ8 after the sample. High pass somewhere around 180 to 350 Hz to clean out any junk. If the top is spitty, dip a little around 6 to 9 kHz. If the sample feels boxy, a small cut around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz can help. And if it needs a bit more definition, a gentle lift around 3 to 5 kHz can bring it forward. Keep the EQ subtle. We want to preserve the metal character while making space for the snare crack and the bass. Also, keep the ride centered. For this style, mono or narrow is usually stronger than wide. The ride should feel like part of the drum spine, not a stereo gimmick. Now bring in some controlled grit. You can use saturator if you want tight control or drum boss if you want a dirtier, more smashed old-school edge. Both work. With saturator, a few dB of drive is often enough. Turn soft clip-on if the sample is pokey, and trim the output so you're not just making it louder. With drum boss, keep the drive light to moderate, use only a little crunch, and be careful with boom. You do not want extra low end on a ride. What to listen for now? The ride should feel denser and more forward, not just louder. If it starts fizzing like static, you've gone too far. Back off the drive, and if needed, trim the top end again with EQ8. Small changes are usually enough. You do not need to crush it. Now comes the real modulation. An auto filter after the tone shaping and grit. This is where the pressure movement happens. For beginners, a low pass filter is the easiest to hear and control. It lets you open the ride over time and gives the phrase a real sense of motion. Set the cutoff somewhere that feels musical for the sample, maybe between 4 and 12 kHz depending on how bright it is. Keep resonance modest. You want movement, not a whistling peak. Then automate the cutoff across 4 or 8 bars. Let it slowly open into the drop, or close down into a break. In D&B, that kind of motion is more useful than hyperactive wobble because it supports phrasing and energy changes. If you want a darker, more warehouse-like feel, a gentle band pass style sweep can also work. But for a beginner, slow low pass automation is the cleanest win. It's easy to hear, easy to control, and it makes the ride feel like it evolves with the section. Program the rhythm around the snare, not against it. This is huge. In old-school D&B, The ride should support the backbeat and push the groove between snares. Try a 4-bar shape, where bar 1 is sparse, bar 2 gets a little denser, bar 3 adds a small variation, and bar 4 either strips back or lifts into the next phrase. A really useful starting point is to place 1/8 notes, then remove every fourth hit. Add 1 or 2 lower velocity ghost hits if you want it to breathe. That tiny variation makes the loop feel human instead of rigid. Keep the velocity shape real. Stronger hits should land on the main groove points. Softer hits should connect the phrase. If the sample reacts too hard to velocity, reduce the spread so it stays consistent. The ride should feel like it's part of the pocket. What to listen for here? Does the ride lean into the groove, or does it sound like it's drifting away from the drums? If the snare starts losing authority, the ride is too loud, too bright, or too busy, the snare still has to own the backbeat. Always. Now add a little timing movement. Don't overdo it. Just nudge a few hits slightly late if you want more weight, or slightly early if you want urgency. A good beginner rule is to move only 1 to 3 hits per bar at first. If every note is shifted, the whole pattern loses its spine. This kind of tiny timing edit is often more effective than adding more processing, especially in DNB. Small changes read clearly because the tempo is fast. A few milliseconds can change the whole feel. That's part of the magic. Now loop the full drum section with kick, snare, sub, and any break layer you're using. This is the real test. Ask yourself, does the ride add tension without masking the snare? Does it make the drop feel more expensive? Does it still work when the bass comes in? If yes, great. You can commit. If not, fix the cause, not the symptom. Too bright? Close the filter or make a small dip around 6 to 9 kHz. Too busy? Remove 1 hit per bar. Too weak? Add a little saturation or use a better sample. Usually the answer is simple. One really smart workflow move here is to bounce the ride to audio once it's working. That makes it easier to edit the waveform, make micro timing changes, and protect yourself from overtweaking. In heavy DNB, committing to audio often gives you a more intentional result than endlessly tweaking the device chain. Now think about arrangement. Treat the ride like a section instrument, not a permanent layer. A strong old-school move is to hold it back for the first part of a drop, then bring it in during the second half. That way it feels like a payoff. For example, you might keep it out for bars 1 to 4, bring it in with the filter slightly closed for bars 5 to 8, open it more in bars 9 to 12, and then drop it out again for contrast. That gives the ride a roll. It tells the listener the section is evolving. And that matters because in DNB, phrase movement is everything. Even a small change at the start of a new 4-bar or 8-bar cycle can make the whole track feel more alive. The ride can be a signal that the energy is shifting without needing to add another layer. For the final polish, keep the level lower than you think. This should be felt more than heard as a dominant feature. If it fights the snare or hats, pull it back until the snare still owns the backbeat. Keep it mostly mono or narrow, and make sure the low end stays untouched. The sub should remain the only readable low frequency weight. A good sign you're there is this. Loop the section for 16 bars, and it still feels intentional. The ride gives motion, pressure, and urgency, but there's no harsh fizz, no clutter, and no masking. If you mute it, the drop loses energy. That means it's doing its job. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't make it too bright from the start. Don't overuse width. Don't let it play constant 1/8ths with no phrasing. Don't saturate it until it turns to static. And don't modulate the filter so fast that it becomes a wobble effect instead of a rhythmic element. Always keep the snare relationship in mind. If you want a darker, heavier result, focus movement in the mid-highs, not the low end. Choose your modulation target based on the vibe. A slow closing and opening low pass gives a controlled, sinister build. A gentle band pass sweep feels more old school and sampled. Let the bass line and ride answer each other instead of fighting for space. That call and response feeling is a huge part of darker rollers. Also, if the sample has a nice attack, but a bad tail, shorten the tail rather than trying to EQ the whole thing into submission. If the ride gets harsh after saturation, check the transient, the resonance, and the sample start. Those are often the real problem, not just the level. Here's the exercise. Build one usable 4-bar ride pressure loop using only stock Ableton devices and one ride sample. Keep it centered. Use no more than 12 MIDI notes total. Include at least one auto filter automation move. Then bounce it to audio and make one tiny edit or variation. Ask yourself whether the ride still sounds good after looping 8 times, and whether muting it makes the drop lose pressure immediately. If you can make that happen, you've built something genuinely useful. Not just a cymbal loop, but a pressure layer. That's the kind of detail that makes an old-school D&B drop feel bigger, darker, and more physical. So keep it tight, keep it musical, and keep it moving. Build the ride around the snare, shape the tone before the motion, commit when it works, and let the phrase do the heavy lifting. Then run the challenge, bounce your version, and listen for that moment when the groove stops sounding like a loop and starts sounding like a record.